This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio. This is Pacific Watch with Jeff Bliss, who is Pacific Watch. And the border crisis is associated with Texas, with El Paso. But you will recall, California has a border with Mexico. The border crisis is associated with people coming from the Northern Triangle, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. But you will recall that Mexico also finds employment north of the border in boom times. Well, the U.S. has not been booming, but it's starting again. The recovery is underway. There's a search for people to do work. McDonald's is paying good wages. I don't know whether $15 can buy anything anymore. You got to pay higher for per hour work. So therefore, the dreams of people in Mexico join with the dreams of people in the Northern Triangle. And Jeff, the question is, what is California going to do about the border crisis? In particular, the thing that gets everybody's attention right away, unaccompanied children. What is San Diego going to do? What do we know, Jeff?
Here's what we know, John. We know that there is a plan right now to house upwards of 1,400 unaccompanied minors in a facility known as the San Diego Convention Center. A lot of people around the country and around the world know the San Diego Convention Center as the site of the annual Comic-Con convention, which is a huge, huge event for both the film, TV, and, you know, every other industry, it seems like, devoted to entertainment. But this is going to be a housing situation where they're saying 1,400, but most people, or many people in San Diego, believe it's going to end up being much more. And the other thing they're saying is this is going to be a temporary facility. But there is concern among people in San Diego that this may be more than a temporary facility. This might be turned into a long-term thing. So there's worry about that, how it's going to be used. They've seen what's happened at some of the other holding facilities around the country, and they're hoping it doesn't turn into that here. The facility, by the way, the convention center is located right in the downtown San Diego area, not far from Petco Baseball Park. It's right along the waterfront. It's a gorgeous facility, a very interesting choice for holding the unaccompanied minors.
Recall. Here we go again, Jeff. The signatures keep piling up. I believe that they have to be vetted, and that process will drag out. What is the governor doing about recall now? Last week we talked about the governor inviting in his support from Washington, Senator Sanders and Senator Warren. What is fresh for the governor to convince the people of California that the pandemic is behind us and he is the leader for the recovery?
The governor is certainly getting out there and making more smiling face, happy time appearances. You know, things are getting better. We're almost there. You know, thanks to us, we've made it happen. We've all been in this together, really working to kind of build a positive esprit de corps type of feel, building the morale, and also, you know, making sure to insert himself in those conversations. What we're seeing is a growing number of people on the Democratic Party and high-powered advisors, consultants coming to his side, coming to his aid, and working the media, which is very friendly toward Newsom. So you're seeing a lot of stories about the people that are backing the petition must be parts of QAnon, they're extremists. We talked about this last week, but it's really ramped up quite a bit. And so you do have people on the right side or in the recall side that are pushing for that, but it tends to ignore a whole group of people in the middle, as well as from the Democratic Party, who are just unhappy with Newsom and really have lost confidence in his ability to govern.
Jeff, there has to be someone else, or the governor will win the recall vote. Say the signatures are adequate. It goes to a recall vote. The governor can be sustained. People vote not to recall him. Does he have a rival? Now, the Republican Party is ambitious, but it doesn't mount the kind of numbers that are necessary to win Sacramento. It has been several years since that was a bridge too far. Is there a Democrat who can match the governor in fundraising and in personality and in name recognition?
Right now, there's really nobody that can match him on either side of the aisle that's in play. There are people in Washington that could, but they're already in office doing other things. What you do see right now is Tom Steyer, if you'll remember, he's the billionaire hedge funder who ran for president as a Democrat last time. He spent probably almost $200 million or well over $100 million, didn't get a single delegate and dropped out. So he's been very active in Democratic politics, and he's polling right now, trying to see if there's room for him should Newsom be kicked out. But the truth is Steyer really doesn't resonate on a large scale with anybody except for the people he writes campaign checks to. So it seems that if he jumps into this again, it's going to be another foolish, waste of money, because last time it didn't get him anywhere.
Pacific Watch is about California and the whole of the West Coast, but sometimes it's necessary to note that all the bad things happen in California, perhaps because it has all the good weather. Jeff, we have less than a minute. Drought, earthquakes, really? Again? All over again? Where's the drought?
Well, the drought really is Southern California, because we are in a very arid, environment here. California and the rest of the area is really built on somewhat of a desert. So that's not a surprise, and it's very cyclical. And when we're talking about earthquakes, hey, we are in quake land. So there's always concerns about it. There's always talk about when is the big one coming. We know it's right around the corner. A recent report said, hey, we're overdue on one of them by 80 years. So people are always kind of, very wary about what's happening in the part of the country where we live.
Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. As of right now, the governor does not have, apparently from this distance, a rival to match him, but the recall vote will go forward. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.